We are the sunshine in people's morning this morning, aren't we?
Yeah, we're that silver lining. No, not a silver lining. We're just awesome, exciting news, good news bringers.
We've rolled ourselves in glue and then rolled down the leftover glitter of Oxford Street.
Yes.
And we're ready to
You put it in a way better way than I put it, I think.
I don't think I did, but I tried. So we're going to go good news. We're going to go one apiece.
Yeah, let's go one apiece, Sarah.
You go first.
Okay, so This one's titled Dementia Village.
Oh.
Ooh, it sounds eerie, actually.
Yeah, it sounds...
But it's actually a really good thing.
Okay.
So Canada is doing a lot of good things recently. They're doing this new thing where they're building something called Dementia Village, which is basically a village designed to take care of dementia patients.
This is so beautiful.
Yeah. So I just was reading a bit, like a few statistics. Like, this is more specific to Australia, but I was really surprised by just how prevalent dementia is.
So prevalent, yeah.
And especially just how much it affects different genders, actually. So 10.6% of all dementia deaths are female, actually. Sorry, I screwed up that statistic. It's the second leading cause of death in Australia.
Okay.
Contributing to 10.6% of all female deaths each
year.
Wow. As opposed to 5.4% of male deaths.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's basically just, you know, something that we don't really think about until we get to that age.
No.
Or maybe we see our grandparents.
My granddad had dementia. It's awful.
Yeah, and we don't really know how to, you know, we're not trained to take care of it. You know, we don't know what to do. And unfortunately, 52% of all residents in residential aged care facilities in Australia have dementia. And, you know, it's really difficult to know how, how to take care
of it. Kind of high dependency wards too for a lot of dementia patients. And they're like little jails. They're horrible. They've got to lock the doors, lock people in, got rooms, and they've kind of got old memorabilia around, but they just sort of sit and do not a lot.
That's right. So it's good to know that, you know, people, especially in Canada, they're taking these steps to, you know, take care of specifically.
So they're creating a village.
Yeah, a village for these people. It's going to house up to 72 residents when it's completed.
Beautiful.
And it's actually completely privately funded. So
wow.
Their goal is basically to create this village and hopefully it all goes well to the point where they could be able to get some government funding after that.
I think they do something like this in the Netherlands.
Yeah, they do actually.
This is like a total thing in the Netherlands.
So it is kind of modeled after what they do in the Netherlands. But
the Dutch are so cool.
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
They do things really well. They do cool things. But no, I think that that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, look after our old people. We've got an aging population as well. I think as people get older, we start to realize like what getting old actually does to your body.
Yes.
Like before now, other things would kill you before you got to the age where your body just starts to stop working.
Mm-hmm.
So this is cool.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, like reading about all these good things, it's hard not to think of yourself sometimes. Yeah, like I read this and I'm just like, oh, well, it's good to know that when I hit that age that maybe, you know, I'll be taken care of sort of thing.
I went to the fanciest retirement village the other week. I took my mum. It was a weird Groupon experience where we bought a Groupon spa day voucher.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Groupon to go see a retirement village or something. Yeah.
Well, no, it turns out that the spa was as part of this complex. It was kind of like a village, but it was a retirement village in Vaucluse. So it was like very ritzy. It was stunning. It was so, I'm like, move me in. I am done.
Yeah.
I can have dinner at 6 and no one will ever party and make noise. This is my people. This is my place I need to be.
This is like a retirement village.
And it was
like
gorgeous. There was like cafes and there was like restaurants. They had obviously a spa that was privately owned, but kind of a part of it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. There was like a lounge area with all these gorgeous like wingback chairs to read books. I was moving in the next day, and someone had a dog, so they could obviously have dogs there. It was amazing.
That's the type of retirement village I need to live in.
I've got a good story.
What is it?
Okay, so we all know I love animals. We all know I'm a huge animal fan, and I'm also a bit of a. I like brands. I like good brands. I like nice things.
I like to spend money on clothes.
I like to spend money on nice things. I like to surround myself. And it makes me sound prissy and gross and whatever, but I'm okay with it. So Lacoste, which is a brand who very famously make t-shirts. So the t-shirts with the little crocodiles on them.
Yeah.
So Lacoste have come out with a new range of clothes. They're called Save Our Species. And essentially what they've done is for the first time pretty much in their history, they have taken the little crocodile off their shirts and put different endangered species instead. So it's a limited edition polo collection where threatened species hold the spot of the iconic crocodile. It's all raising money for the IUCN, which is the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. So they picked a bunch of different animals. They only released just over 1,700 of these shirts. But I think the really cool thing is that every animal, so there's, I think there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different animals that have taken up the spots. But instead of giving each animal like 170 t-shirts applied to it, they've actually taken the real number of each animal that exists in the wild. So these are critically endangered species, things like the vaquila. There are only 30 of those animals left in the world. So they only made 30 shirts to show just how endangered these species are. There are only 30 available.
That's so clever.
And they've demonstrated this through shirts. So you've got things like the northern supportive lemur. There's only 50 of them. Something that we're all a little bit more familiar with, the Sumatran tiger. There's 350 of those left. You've got the Calvit gibbon, 150 of those. And the... ground iguana. There were 450 of those. So they were the biggest. The biggest run they did was 450. The smallest was 30. They sold these shirts at like 130 something pounds each. Their normal polos are like 190. So that's not like a big jump in price.
Yeah.
It's, sorry, they're 90, not 190. And they sold out in like no time, in a matter of days. They completely sold these 1,700 shirts and have raised all this money and this awareness for conservation. So I think that's a really good news story when you see big brands taking conservation seriously and taking it in a really interesting manner as well. Yeah,
being smart to get the message
out. Yeah, I really wanted one and I feel like I should have jumped on it when I saw it, but I missed out. So that's fine. I really wanted the northern supportive lemur. I think he's the cutest. But only 50 of those were made. I was never going to get one.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel like paying 130 euro for a shirt.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it is shipping for a good cause, but if you can't spare the money, then yeah.
Yeah, and then they give you a little, these all come beautifully boxed and packaged. They give you a little rundown of what each of them are. They've promoted all across their socials. What a lot of awareness for these animals.
That's really good because it creates awareness for animals that, you know, frankly, I didn't even know existed.
I know, like, right? The most endangered one, the vaquita, they're these, like a porpoise.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It's like that's basically like a dolphin. Right?
Yeah. They're like a dolphin and they get endangered a lot of the time. They get caught in like shrimp gill nets in which they become entangled and they're quite slow moving. They look to me kind of like a manatee crossed with a dolphin.
Okay, yeah.
That's the situation I'm feeling here with these guys.
Little sea cowish.
30 of them left.
30.
30, that's it. And then they're gone.
That just blows my mind. It's like the fact that there's literally only 30 of, or like 40 of what the turtles and 50 of these lemurs.
Yeah.
It's just
sad.
I can't really even fathom how small a population that is.
I know.
Of
animals, of the whole specific species.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, more good things coming out of the world is that this is another thing where, you know, big businesses kind of deciding to spread their wealth around.
Okay.
And sort of like, you know, so this is another story from Canada. As I said before, the Canadians are on top of their stuff. Yeah. So this is really good. Instead of accepting a pay raise for themselves, over 250 doctors in Quebec have asked the government to give the pay raise to the overworked nurses and clerks instead.
Oh, go doctors.
Yeah. They took it upon themselves and they wrote a letter to the health minister. And they basically just said, you know, we believe in the strong public system, and they actually opposed their own salary increases, which were negotiated by the medical federations on their behalf.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, and because, you know, obviously they understand that, you know, so many people depend on care for these patients, and, you know, they work so hard, these nurses and clerks. They work so many hours. And it just goes to show that these doctors, at the end, they care mostly about the patient's well-being, because, you know, by spreading the wealth, they're creating a better work environment. You know, they're showing people that they're valued.
Getting the best quality people in as well.
Exactly, getting the best quality people in. And when, you know, like when you work at a job and you don't feel valued, you don't necessarily put in as much effort, which, you know, is really kind of scary in the medical field. Because
oh my God, yes.
Right, because you're taking care of, you know, people's lives. But, you know, so they're really taking into consideration, you know, like the well-being and just, making these other...
I like this. Yeah. This is cool.
It's really cool.
You're going to have to leave there because we're running out of time.
Yeah, no
this
worries.
Was fun. I always walk away with this big smile on my face.
Yeah, me too.
World isn't so bad after all. If you've got any good news you'd like to share, hit us up. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are at 2SER.